Surah An-Nahl, verses 1 to 9.
So this first ayah introduces tawheed, but with a threat of punishment. Ata amrullahi fala tasta'jiluhu. The command of Allah for the punishment of kufr and shirk is imminent. Kufr and shirk is punishable, and that command of Allah is imminent. It's going to happen, and it will definitely occur. So, O disbelievers and rejectors, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلُوهُ, seek not to hasten it. The disbelievers of Makkah challenge Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make the divine punishment occur. They were being prohibited from doing so. Do not challenge the adhab of Allah to come. It is going to come. Respite that is extended to them could possibly allow some of them to repent and make amends. And the best way to make amends was to revert to Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. And the reality of Tawheed is that Subhanahu, glorified is He, Allah. Allah is glorified, and He is above what they, and wa ta'ala amma yushrikun, and far above what they ascribe and associate with Him as partner gods. Whatever they associate with Allah as partner gods, Allah is far above that and purified from that. Second ayah, establishing Tawheed by appointing human beings as prophets and messengers, inviting to it. Yunazzilul Malaika, He sends from the angels, and this specifically refers to Jibreel alayhi salam. He sends birruhi, revelation, min amrihi, by His command. He sends revelation by His command, and here ruh means revelation. Revelation will bring us to life. Revelation of the Quran and Sunnah is called ruh. So yunazzilu al-malaikata birruhi min amrihi. He sends revelation by His command. Ala man yasha'u min ibadihi, to whomsoever of His servants He chooses. And what are they? And these servants are the prophets of Allah, instructing them. The wahi that comes to them instructs them, an anziru, warn mankind, annahu la ilaha illa ana fattaqoon, warn mankind that there is no God besides me, fattaquni, thou fear me, and refrain from shirk or kufr. Every Nabi, the first task that he has was to call people towards the worship of one Allah, and not to reject Allah or to ascribe partners unto Him. Establishing Tawheed by rational evidences, which also highlights His favors and blessings, and this will continue for a long while in this surah. Ayah number 3, خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ. He created the heavens and the earth with purpose. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is controlling the heavens and the earth. تَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. He is exalted above whatever they associate with Him. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِن نُطْفَةِ. He created the majority of human beings, which means besides Adam and Hawa alayhi salam, and besides Isa alayhi salam, He created human beings min nutfa, out of a drop of sperm. فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُّبِينٌ. Yet He becomes boldly contentious and disputes about the being and the attributes of Allah, so as to reject and commit kufr and shirk. He shows ingratitude to His creator, who created him from nothing and provided him with all his faculties and his form, and he denies the favors and blessings of Allah. So this ayah refers to those who reject Tawheed, or they reject Allah entirely. Insan was created from a nutfa, nothing, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fashioned him and designed him and gave him everything, yet he then contests about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and rejects Him. Ayah number 5, wal an'ama khalaqaha, and the cattle, all types of these animal, goats, sheep, cows, camels, and the cattle, خَلَقَهَا, it is He who has created them for you. لَكُمْ فِيهَا دِفْءٌ, you have from them warm clothing. دِفْءٌ, in winter you can derive warm clothing. وَمَنَافِعٌ, and numerous other benefits from these animals. You derive milk from them, you use them as conveyances, and you also till the land with them. وَمِنْهَا تَأْكُلُونَ, and you consume meat from them, and whatever else is edible in them. So Allah has provided these animals for you. Who besides Allah has created them? It is a sign of His qudra, and it is His ni'mah upon us. Next ayah also about these animals. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا جَمَالٌ, and they are a source of splendor and beauty for you. حِينَ تُرِيحُونَ, when you bring them home in the evenings after they have gone out to pasture. وَحِينَ تَسْرَحُونَ, and when you take them out to pasture in the mornings, when the animals are being led out in the mornings, it's a sign of beauty, it's a sight to watch, it is delightful. And when they return home in the evening with their bellies filled, it is also a beautiful sight to watch. Another ayah about these animals, وَتَحْمِلُ أَثْقَالَكُمْ, and they also carry your burdens, إِلَى بَلَدٍ, to places which you could have not otherwise reached. لَمْ تَكُونُوا بَالِغِهِ إِلَّا بِشِقِّ الْأَنفُسِ, you could not have otherwise reached except with great hardship. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the camel, the horse, and these conveyances by which people would go to vast distances and travel vast distances with themselves and their goods. إِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَرَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ, surely your Lord is extremely compassionate, most merciful. He has created and provided so many things for your ease and comfort. Ayah number 8, وَالْخَيْلَ, and he has created horses, وَالْبِغَالَ, وَالْمُولَ, وَالْحَمِيرَ, and donkeys, لِتَرْكَبُوهَا, so that you may ride upon them, وَزِينَ, and also so that they may be a source of beauty for you. These conveyances are also a source of beauty, and insan has a natural inclination towards beauty. So there is nothing wrong in heaven in seeking this beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As long as a person does not consider others to be inferior, and as long as one does not boast about it, and as long as one does not feel that he is worthy of those ni'mats, it is actually a pure blessing and a favor of Allah on him. So your conveyances are for you to ride, and it is an adornment for you, a source of beauty for you. So you can have a nice car, a beautiful car. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it is a zina. وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, and he will create other things which are beyond your knowledge. Sahaba could not understand. And this aptly applies to all modes of transport which Allah has provided besides these modern day cars, vehicles, aeroplanes, whatever Allah has created. It is mentioned here in this ayah. He will create all of these. Last ayah for today. And this is going away from the topic. In the midst of these ayat which provide evidence for the concept of tawheed is the next verse. And this next verse establishes that these evidences of tawheed lead one to the straight path, and they protect one from the deviated paths. Anyone who thinks about these ni'mats of Allah will recognize Allah. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ قَصْدُ السَّبِيلِ, and through these evidences of his tawheed, the straight path that is established through it, it leads directly and specifically to Allah. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ قَصْدُ السَّبِيلِ وَمِنْهَا جَائِرٌ, and there are paths besides these which deviate from the straight path. Those who tread upon those paths cannot be led to Allah. So some people will tread the straight path while others will choose other paths. وَلَوْ شَاءَ لَهَدَاكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ, if he so wished, he could have guided you all. However, he chooses to guide only those who have an inclination to hidayah. So it is up to human beings to reflect on these evidences of his oneness and his ni'mats, and to seek and take the right course so that it leads them to Allah. The summary of the first ruku, inshallah. We'll do tilawat of this ruku.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أتى أمر الله فلا تستعجلوه سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون ينزل الملائكة بالروح من أمره على من يشاء من عباده على من يشاء من عباده أن أنذروا أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاتقون أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاتقون خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق تعالى عما يشركون خلق الإنسان من نطفة فإذا هو خصيم مبين والأنعام خلقها لكم فيها دفء ومنافع ومنها تأكلون ولكم فيها جمال حين تريحون وحين تسرحون وتحمل أثقالكم إلى بلد لم تكونوا بالغيه إلا بشق الأنفس إن ربكم لرؤوف رحيم والخيل والبغال والحمير لتركبوها وزينة ويخلق ما لا تعلمون وعلى الله قصد السبيل ومنها جائر ولو شاء لهداكم أجمعين
آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك